Hello, lovely people. How are you? So, hope you all are staying indoors as much as possible, observing all precautions, looking after friends, family, community. And if you're not, do that. These are difficult times, and together as community, we shall prevail. So, welcome to episode 10 of Know the Happiness How with Winko Chow. I'm your host, Wing Commander Satyendra Chauhan, aka Winko Chow, a resilient lifestyle strategy coach from Bangalore, India. And today, we on our show are going to talk to a special guest all the way in the early mornings from Jacksonville, Florida, US. We welcome Dr. Mary.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. So Mary, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning. And thank you for taking time out to come and talk to us. We've been looking forward to this for almost a week, 10 days. So good to have you here. Well, my listeners and viewers, there she is, Dr. Mary. And let me give you a little bit of background on Mary. She graduated from pharmacy school in 2008 and has experience in retail, hospital, and insurance company. So before we begin, Mary, I was in the run-up to this interview, I was trying to find out a little more about you just to get you know a little better, but I couldn't. So my first question to you is, are you this quiet, reserved, so to say, mind my own business kind of person, or there is another side to you which is little close guarded?
Yeah, I think you hit it. Right. Yeah, I usually am perceived as quiet and reserved and focused on my work. And then I think everybody, when they're not at work, or they have another side.
Okay. Yeah. So I start with a very, very basic question. If I may ask you, what is your full name? Yes, I know you'd prefer to be called Mary.
It's Mary Elizabeth Mansfield.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mary Elizabeth Mansfield. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was trying to look for, initially when I was, the day you had forwarded one of your tapes and recordings, I was trying to look for you by the name Mary Mansfield. And then finally I got you as Mary Elizabeth. So I said, this will be my opening question to you. Okay. So as you know, Mary, Happiness How with Winko Chow is a show that we air for some meaningful conversations to bring a smile on the faces and kind of cheer to lighten up the moods and, yes, lift the whole spirits of all those people who are facing challenges in their workplaces, especially the entrepreneurs, professionals, and executives. So when we say that, we would want to ask you, what is your happiness quotient?
What is my happiness?
Yeah, what is your happiness quotient? How do you derive your happiness? Or let me rephrase it. What excites you? What excites you? What gets you emotional?
Yeah. I think, yeah, a few different questions there, right? In the workplace, like how to be happy and the challenges that people face. Uh-huh. And then what makes you happy and what are those things? Uh-huh. So for me, I like to do yoga and exercise and I feel like if I take some time in the morning before I start going into my routine with work for the day, maybe, you know, small as a half hour, then I feel like, okay, I did something for myself. And then if I do something like yoga or exercise, then it puts me in a better kind of mindset to take on whatever like challenges happen throughout the day.
Great. So actually you speaking my language, you know, as a resilient coach, I say I work on a quad. So that is, you know, physical resilience, mental resilience, spiritual resilience. And yes, I have added one more quotient to that. That is financial resilience. So you actually are doing three things right, you know, probably early in the morning before you start your day. So all my listeners and viewers, do remember, start your day with maybe some exercises, a little bit of yoga, some meditation to, you know, get hold and get those energies going to face the, as Mary puts it, to, the challenges of the day. So, yes, now another, you know, you said before you start your day. So that's a interesting profile there, you know. When I was reading, I said a mix of retail, hospital, and insurance. So tell us something about your experience in this industry.
Yeah, after I graduated from college, I went right into working, we call it community pharmacy or retail pharmacy. And that was pretty busy. Sometimes you do the 12-hour shifts, you know, without a break, and it's kind of almost like a, you know, like a factory, it feels like, just putting out the medications. And so I got to a point where I decided I wanted to do something else. But while doing that, I did find if I, you know, I got up and I went for a run or I did something in the morning, I was able to kind of handle the day better. But then, yeah, I got to a point where I decided that I wanted to change my path. And I knew I had to be the one to take action because no one else was going to do it for me. So I started looking into some other options in the pharmacy field. And I came across a job in a hospital, and I switched to that. And every job has its, you know, pros and cons, and so I tried to kind of get the, you know, withdraw the learning experiences out of it, and I did that, and I ended up moving to where I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and then I found another job for an insurance company, so which is very different too. But I feel like each place has helped me to develop my career and learn pharmacy a little bit from a different perspective.
So if I'm hearing it correct, you know, you decided to kind of change jobs, or you know, there was something. So was there a challenge or some kind of difficult situation or a tough decision that you had to arrive at? If I'm trying to read between the lines, and would you want to share that with us?
Yeah, I think part of it was I wanted to start practicing pharmacy from a little bit different perspective. Kind of where I was working at the busy retail store, I was pretty much just checking the prescription, handing out the medications, didn't have much time to talk with any patients. So then I was able to move more into a different setting and do more consulting with the physicians and kind of play a different kind of a role. So that was one reason I wanted to do that, and also just the pace of it. I wanted to, you know, to kind of change that up a little bit too. So yeah, and also after I graduated, I've started doing more research, like on my own, into some like alternative medicine and. So because I became more interested in that, I wanted to kind of step away from, you know, one role and start moving into another one a little bit.
So yeah, that sounds interesting. So, and now, from there to podcasting. So what brings you here? How did you think of, you know, getting into podcasting?
The podcast I'm doing is called Mindful Empowerment. I think that people can empower themselves by learning more information on alternate healthcare. And at least in my experience here in the States, I found a lot of people are only mostly familiar with conventional medicine, and they're not really aware that sometimes there could be options that might be appropriate. So I'm interviewing people on who are more into the holistic approach, and I think everybody should have a chance to know, you know, other information and be able to make the best choice for their health for themselves. So that's what I wanted to do, podcasting.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So you're looking at, you know, the kind of holistic empowerment, and that too mindfully. So, I mean, lovely to disseminate your ideas, and what better way of, you know, empowering people through this medium of the recent times, which is internet, you know, over crossing the borders and everywhere. So I'm very sure that whatever you're doing would certainly yield the desired results. So now, yes, I come to, you know, the crux of the matter. What do you think of the present times?
Oh, that's a big question there, right? As far as, I mean, just the global situation and I guess, for example, I have a coworker who used to work in the office, and now she works at home, and
okay.
she's told she doesn't have to go back into the office until there's either a vaccine or a cure, which I find a very interesting statement. See, I'm not sure quite where to go with your question. A lot of different different changes, going out to the store and having to wear a mask, but it actually decreases your oxygen.
Okay.
And you know, no proof that it's gonna prevent the transmission of the virus. Or so, yeah, I'm not sure if you wanted to go into all that, or but definitely some interesting times right now when more people are at home, I think, and well, of course, and then they're listening maybe to more information online and, you know, podcasting and such. And
all right.
I think wanting to hear more perspectives and starting to think, okay, what is all this going on? It doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and when we're talking of times, how do you relate the present times to the, you know, politics, the whole politics around the present times and the other issues? It could be environment. It could be the interesting ones, you know, coming to US very soon. I'm talking of elections also.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Here. Yeah. In the States, there's a lot of speculation and what's going to happen with all that. Right. So there's the politics and then environment and health and a lot of, you know, key things, I think, going on. Yeah.
Okay. Because what little I read up and try to follow the news, you know, the environment is challenging, and the kind of system that you have, you know, there's fair bit of autonomy to the states that is there. And so do you think this present times coupled with the politics and the work environment around, does it cause any challenges, any stresses? Are there some elements of negativity which may be in the environment or maybe in the workplace?
Yeah, I think as far as a lot of people who now are working at home that weren't before, and trying to navigate that and still feel like they're connecting with their friends and their coworkers, even though it's just, you know, on the computer or over the phone, I think that's a challenge for people, and figuring out how to still maintain and being social and interacting with other people and not letting it kind of, you know, bring them down.
Yeah. All right. And so is there any element of insecurity, some kind of fears, anything that is, you know, prevailing in the environment there?
I think definitely, yeah. You're talking with, you know, friends or coworkers, I think there's a lot of people who have become afraid, and which is understandable, especially, you know, depending on what information people are aware of, it could definitely be pretty scary. I guess I found, because of the information, that I'm not afraid and I'm not worried about it. And I think almost the more, you know, the more you people know, then the less scary it is.
All right. Okay. So, I mean, you think if there is, you know, some way by which information could be disseminated, which is more transparent, it would better the environment there?
Yeah, I think, for example, the podcasting and other places where the information isn't censored as much. And I think that's a good way to help get out information, and people can, I think, information is always going to be somewhat biased, right? Even if people don't mean to, but everybody has what they know. But if it's on a platform that's not intentionally being censored, then for sure, I think that's a good way to
go. Great. Yeah. So we would also look forward to, you know, hearing some more transparent dissemination of information, which can certainly lift the spirits in the environment. So with all that happening, just tell us, how's a typical day like?
Yeah, for me, I was working at home before this started, so
okay.
My life hasn't changed all that much. I'm still working at home.
Okay.
It's more just if you go out to a store personally. Yeah, okay. As far as what I've found.
And what do you think, you know, in these times, like, although you have suggested what you do, you know, to keep your spirits up and to take on the challenges of the day, whatever it has to offer. What do you think people could do to cope up with the challenges which are around them? If there is a negativity, you know, which is prevailing due to the environment, due to the workspace, and maybe that kind of politics which is happening at workplace, you know, all those aspects of maybe competitiveness, the envy, you know, the insecurity creeping in. So what do you suggest one can do to cope up, you know, on the whole, holistically, like you put it?
I think a few things. One is having a good morning routine. I guess having a routine in general can be great, especially for people who are used to working at home. Uh-huh. And then specifically having a morning routine, trying to get up at the same time every day. And I think either some kind of a meditation or exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And also gratitude practice, even just a short minute thinking about, you know, something you're thankful for. I think that can change the mindset that you have almost throughout the day, and having that focus. Or I know on podcasts, there's a lot of mindfulness or positive things that you can listen to, and some short ones, even if you only have a few minutes. And also for me with yoga, I find not only do I get the exercise, but then it helps with my mindset too. And almost as I go through the day, to be more aware of my thoughts. And I think too, like, maybe getting into a little tangent, but noticing how, like, your thoughts that you have are going to affect how you feel. And then depending how you feel, it's going to affect what kind of actions you're going to take. So I guess in general, having the routine, and then so I think definitely some kind of meditation, or if you're not into that, just having a quiet time of maybe some deep breathing, something like that, I think can really help to lift the spirits and feel more positive and connected to other people.
Great. So now we know the reason behind that glow, you know, on your face. Okay. You know, yes, I mean, I do practice yoga and whatever that you say. I do find it works, certainly. So people, all those who are listening, and, you know, if you bog down with the negativity at workplace, general negativity around in the environment, politics, etc., etc. So do find some time to get into some kind of routine. So that is what Mary is suggesting. Now, I know by and far, you know, things are, reasonably good for our generations and people around us. But did you have had to face any tough situations, any challenges, or, like, you know, where you had to push yourself, you know, to achieve something or really, you know, work very hard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think getting my degree definitely had to push myself, and maybe a lot of other people who just want to, you know, go to parties or hang out. But I went to my classes, I went to the gym, and then I went and studied in the library. So I had the end goal in mind, and I knew the steps I needed to achieve it, and I just kind of kept going one at a time, and then I made it. But definitely some moments in there was challenging. I had to keep.
Okay.
Continuing on.
So one thing at a time, and, you know, just follow certain routine. Yes. While everything, you know, everything looks, you know, all good, and certainly, you know, going for you. Do you sometimes have, you know, those gremlins or demons going in the head?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think everybody does, even if their life seems great, there's always something that is easy to feel sad about or bring you down or get annoyed. And I think for me, trying to kind of be more aware of my thoughts and noticing it, or if all of a sudden I start feeling bad, then my mind goes to, okay, well, what was I just thinking about? Why am I feeling like this? And trying to think about it and process it rather than just stay in it. I think so. To another thing I was going to say was the phrase someone said to me of be kind to yourself.
All right.
And so I'm going through my work day, and it's easy to just keep, you know, sitting in my chair at my computer all day, and maybe I need to take 5 minutes and get up and stretch or go outside, or it's easy to put yourself last. But if if you be kind to yourself, kind of giving yourself even a few minutes here and there throughout the day, I'll end up at the end of the day feeling a lot better than if I just stayed at my computer all day and, you know, didn't do anything for me.
Great.
That kind of thing helps too.
So there's that very, very simple lesson that you just gave us, you know, and that is being kind to yourself. You know, when you're looking into your past and trying to think things, and, you know, those demons are going in your head. So guys, take a break and, you know, think of, you know, being kind to yourself. That's lovely. So although what I'm reading here is that this is one aspect among others, which, you know, kinds of, you know, has probably brought you to that level where you are now. And so still in life, you know, growing up or now, any idols that you have, somebody who you idolize or somebody who has an impact on your life that has really, you know, changed things for you?
I think growing up, definitely my parents were.
Okay.
My dad always worked really hard, and I think I felt like I wanted to you know, do my best, partly maybe because the way I was raised and the role models that they were. And I'd say recently I've made a connection with a pharmacist. She was on my show, interviewed her, Rosemary Pierce, and definitely she is a role model for me, and is to how she's taken the kind of career of pharmacy and expanded it past just maybe the limited box where we're graduated and we're told this is what it's going to be, but she kind of invented other ways to do it. So to me, that's very inspiring. And I think you could apply that to certainly other things, a lot of other things besides pharmacy, whatever your job is. I think there's ways that you can think, how can I improve it? How can I change it? And then that can make it more exciting too, and maybe less mundane to expand it and better it from there.
All right. That's very nice, you know. And so while you have a role model who certainly gives you certain goals to, you know, or maybe some dreams to follow, is Mary, you know, going ahead with some purpose now? I mean, what is your purpose in life? Do you have a vision or a mission? I know you are into empowering people. So is there a specific purpose behind it?
It's interesting. Sometimes I think, well, how do you know what your purpose is, right? Did you just somebody tell you? Or I'm being kind of funny now, but but yeah, I guess more seriously, I do feel like my purpose is to kind of to seek, whether you call it truth or information or what's really going on, and to try to share that with other people. I do feel that is definitely a purpose I have. Yeah.
But you made a very interesting point there. How does one know whether there is a purpose or not? So, I mean, would you like to shed a little more light there? That was a little interesting.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of speakers talk about your purpose and finding your purpose and what is your purpose. So yeah, sometimes I hear that and I think, okay, well, how do I know? Maybe somebody might think it's this, but what is it? And then what I shared of mine, I guess that was just a feeling or thought or something I'm passionate about, I guess. So to me, that fits in as what what do I think at least a purpose is in my life, if not the overall purpose.
True, true. And yes, it can happen if you, I mean, there has to be something which is, you know, keeping you going. And it may be a passion, it may be, as people put it, a larger purpose, or maybe a mission, or just simply a goal, which, you know, and the, as you keep moving in life, depending on your priorities, it can change also. So what you say is absolutely right. And it gives me a point to ponder, you know, they can, I mean, how do you get to your purpose? That's really, you know, a new perspective that I have got, that how do you find your purpose? And you say there has to be a purpose. What is it? So on that note, yes, it was lovely to have you on, you know Your Happiness How with Vinko Chow. And thank you for sparing your time. And I do acknowledge all that work that you're doing, although you say that you still haven't found a purpose. It's a feeling or a thought or a passion that you're following at the moment. But I am sure that when you think about it, or maybe going forward in times, you would realize some serious or larger purpose there, which is hidden. So, and as such, your routine and your lifestyle is such that which is taking you towards, you know, the bigger path of what we all probably are looking at today, to connect with the, you know, larger soul or spirituality, as some term it. So thank you again for coming on our show and making it interesting, giving us another perspective of you know, what Dr. Mary Elizabeth is. Otherwise, yes, we know that, you know, and by believe me, you've come out very, very charming and smiling. You know, you didn't look like, you know, very close guarded person here, not at all. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who are listening to us, that was Dr. Mary Elizabeth, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, USA, you know, speaking her mind on various aspects of challenges, or maybe so-called negativity around, for various reasons. So that's about it. Hope you like this conversation, and we shall be back with you with another interesting conversation with another interesting guest. Until then, take all the due precautions. I keep saying, stay fit, eat healthy, and like Mary said, do some exercises, do some yoga, and keep peaceful, stay happy. It is me, Wing Commander Satyendra Chauhan, aka Vinko Chow, from Bangalore, and Dr. Mary Elizabeth from Jacksonville, US, signing off, saying bye-bye, take care, see ya.